Need more volunteers? Do you need food donations? What do you need?
Well, dollars are better than food. Storage is an issue.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk.
What's new at WGXC? Well, there are a lot less live musical performances on the air, as there are a lot fewer live musical performances anywhere these days. But WGXC has a new show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. called Gig Talk. Matt Mochel and Kevin Shea take your call.
Oh, come, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come.
Oh, come all ye faithful. We ain't not going to Bethlehem today unless it's by the World Wide Web, but come all ye faithful to WGXC. Spend a little time with me. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here today by the magic of remote media with the help of our good friend, Mr. Randall Martin. Randall, how are you today?
I am well, and I am glad that we're doing this show. I'm having a hard time getting in the Christmas spirit for some reason. And, you know, all this Christmas music is helping me. It's helping transform December into a joyous month.
And that's what we want to do for everybody out there, too. We want to help you get into the Christmas spirit. I'm telling you, I'm down here in Queens visiting my parents, and there's no decorations up. It looks like the Grinch who stole Christmas up in here. I'm going to put some decorations up today. I don't care if you got one piece of garland. Pull it out. Put it up. Do something to help yourself get out of the blues and the blahs. Yes, because this is the season to be merry. There is a reason to be jolly. And so we're going to do our part to help you start your Christmas spirit this morning. Is that all right? Somebody out there say amen.
Amen.
Yes, we had the Pentatonics with Come, O Ye Faithful. Just took us like to the motherland. Had that little African continent swag to it. And so we got some more good music like that. Music for the mind, the body, and the soul. Get you going. Get you dancing. I was dancing in my seat. Come, O Ye Faithful by the Pentatonics. We got a nice lineup, music lineup for you all today. First, I want to just acknowledge that an icon in the country music world, Mr. Charlie Pride, I read of his passing early this morning. And so I just want to acknowledge him. Maybe we can find something for him for you guys next week. But he was the first Black singer, country western singer, to really break through in the country western music market. And he was also inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, the first Black person to do so. He succumbed to the coronavirus at the age of 80 plus years. And certainly our hearts go out to him and those who know him well and love him well, and all his fans, me being one of those. And also, I want to just, you know, take a moment and acknowledge all who have lost a loved one in this year, perhaps in this season, in this month, even in this last week, even in this day. We certainly think of you and pray for you too. And ask God to bless you. 298,000 have succumbed to corona so far this year in the U.S. alone. And our hearts and thoughts are with you who mourn. I read some good news today that the saliva test, Sloan Kettering has done a test with the saliva test for the coronavirus. And they are finding that the saliva test can be self-administered tests and that they are just as effective as those swabs up the nose and in the throat and all that kind of good stuff that we have been doing. And so I believe that there'll be some self-administered saliva tests that'll be coming out so that you can check yourselves and check regularly. And that's a good thing. It helps reduce the exposure of doctors and nurses, our overwhelmed, overworked, and overstressed medical care professionals. And so we're glad to have that news. And then, of course, we're in Hanukkah season. And I want to say happy Hanukkah to all who observe Hanukkah. You know, I'm a Christian, Judeo-Christian. My Lord, my Savior, our Lord, our Savior, your Lord, your Savior, Jesus the Christ, he was Jewish. He was Jewish. So we do acknowledge and celebrate along with our Jewish brothers and sisters, the Festival of Lights, the Festival of Lights. And yeah, this is the season for those lights. And we love the lights. We love the lights. I don't know if you're in our area, in the Columbia County area, and you've been able to see all the beautiful lights that are out, even in the town squares and places like that around our county. I hope you get to see some of those lights. It really does help jumpstart that Christmas spirit in the heart. Hey, I got some music lined up, and we're going to listen to a little I Can Hardly Wait Till Christmas from the OJs, going back a little bit. We're going to hear When Christmas Comes by the never duplicated, often imitated Miss Mariah Carey and Mr. John Legend. We're also going to hear Jesus Is the Reason for the Season by Mr. Kirk Franklin and family. And Jesus, What a Wonderful Child by Miss Dottie Peoples. Then we're going to hear Those Ringing of the Christmas Bells. Oh my goodness, I love that song. And also we're going to hear I Heard the Bells by Casting Crowns. Oh, Come Let Us Adore Him by Chandler Moore and Miss Jacqueline Carr. Then I'll be back after that with a spiritual social commentary for A Bright Side Start. Here we go with our music for the Mind, the Message, the Body, and the Soul radio show.
souls hurt. So many don't have enough. When Christmas comes, when Christmas comes.
All I need is a love you bring.
And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for listening ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with There's a Bright Side somewhere right here. WGXC with me. Yes, Jesus. What a wonderful time.
chance supply of peace on earth, goodwill to men. For the bells are ringing like a choir singing, and in our hearts we'll hear them.
Like the choir singing, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Yes, casting crowns, do your thing. Come, let us adore him. Peace on earth, Christ the King.
Joyful and triumphant. deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You do, you do. You deserve the glory. Oh yeah. Come on, sing that. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory. Oh, Jesus, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Yes, Lord, you deserve the glory.
You're worthy of it all. For the from praise. You are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. And so, beloved, we are here to share in the Christmas season joy. I hear a little static on my end, and I hope you're not hearing that. Nothing I can do about it on my end, but we're going to do what we do and share a little spiritual social commentary with you. I'd like to share with you from the Christian text in the book of John. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It was a man sent from God whose name was John, and the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men might believe through him. You know, I started at the top of the hour talking about the lights, and lights are a tradition in several religious traditions, a significance of the light. The light is shined in gross darkness, and that, you know, where there is darkness, when light comes, it pierces the darkness and it's no longer dark. Jesus is that light that came into the world to pierce the darkness. The season of Hanukkah is also called the Festival of Lights. And it is a time where the Jewish people were rededicating the temple. The temple that had been destroyed. And they celebrated with lights, and they celebrated for 8 days even. And this is the season of Hanukkah that is being celebrated right now, a time of rededication. And I think it was time for us to do some rededicating too. I know I am making a personal rededication to my faith and to the light of the world in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, these are the words that Jesus spoke regarding himself, testifying to himself and who he is. I am the light of the world. Yes, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. Jesus did make a call to us to follow him. Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. And in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1 and 2, it says, to this you have been called. This is the Apostle Paul telling the believers, you've been called to this because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you would follow in his footsteps. In this last year in particular, in these last several years especially, we found that there are people who are following a leader, but it's not in the same vein as following the leader, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even there are people who say they do follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're following another leader. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the light that came to the world, that we would follow his light, his example, and that in following his example, we find that we get new life. We get new life for those who believe in him. We get freedom from the grips of darkness that breaks our freedom, that breaks the yokes and the bonds of selfishness and hatred and violence. Freedom from the things that keep us blinded to the good in ourselves and in other people. We get set free from the guilt and the shame of our past and our sins and our mistakes. Jesus offers us a new life, and he tells those who would follow him that we ought to know we're going to deny ourselves to some things, ourselves to things that would hinder the work of God in our world. Those who are following Jesus know that he has a standard. He's a standard bearer. He has some expectations of his believers and those who follow him. I'm so glad to know that there are those who know him and love him and follow him, who are not trying to continue systems that have degraded people, that are not looking to perpetuate institutional practices that demoralize and demean people. And leaders that do those things are in contradiction to who Jesus is and what Jesus taught. And let us not be mistaken just because someone calls themselves a follower of Jesus, if their following, if their steps, if their actions, if their words are not in alignment or not consistent with what he taught and what he did, then we are to not believe everything they say, more so like we do with Jesus. Look at what he did. In Luke chapter 2:14, it says, the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It says, and suddenly there was the angel, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Beloved, this is a season where we are rejoicing and called to rejoice that God has looked upon us here in the earth, and that God has brought to us the gift of Christ, who is that bridge and breaks that barrier for us between man and God, and allows us to know God in peace and in goodwill. And God wants us to promote peace and goodwill among ourselves as well. Certainly, certainly, it is not the will of God for us to take up arms because of the outcome of an election that was in our democratic system fully valid by all accounts. Certainly, certainly, that is not the will of God for us. So I just want to share that in this season, there is a reason to still praise God, just like they did in Luke chapter 2, because it is God's will, and it is our duty to pursue peace and goodwill. That's my spiritual social commentary. I hope that'll help you get a bright side start and get some Christmas joy deep down in your heart. We got a ways to go, but we're going to get there because God is good and God is present with us. Beloved, I want to bless you now with these words from Mary J. Blige. There's some things we don't know and some things she did not know, but we know who knows, and that is the Lord God Almighty who gave us his only son, Jesus. Mary, did you know? Beloved, do you know? Let's hear it from Mary J. Blige.
Holding
just like me and you, Mary didn't really have a clue what was going to come, but she soon came to find that she had been blessed. God had her on his mind. He gave us the Son of God, Mary. Thank you, Mother Mary. And so, beloved, we may not know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. So keep your head up, your hand in the hand of the man with the plan. I want to give a birthday shout out to Mr. Ronnie Irving and Pastor Ed Holmes, who are celebrating birthdays today. I want to give a shout out to all you December babies. I have one, my grandson, who will celebrate his birthday on Christmas Day. And happy birthday to you too, Darius. And to all of you who have loved ones who are born in the month of December and on Christmas Day. Well, on the 19th, I want you to know, by way of public service announcement, that the Salvation Army, they're going to be doing some things. If you're signed up there for Christmas gifts for your family members, your children, check them out. Give them a holler. On the 20th, we're going to do something new in this social distancing climate, and Overcomer Ministries, Columbia County Women's Alliance, the Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora, the Shallow Baptist Church, Operation Unite, and some others. We're going to be at the parking lot at the Columbia County Human Service Building, distributing gifts to the families that we serve as a collective on Columbia, Christmas on Columbia Street, we're calling it. You're interested in helping us out, give us a shout. You can reach out to me at Overcomer Ministries 12534 at gmail.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with the afternoon show. You can tune in then at 4 o'clock. We'll be glad to hear you. And be back next Sunday, God willing, for more music with a message for the mind, the body, and the soul. Stay well. Stay blessed. Remember never to forget. No matter how dark the day or how gray the night, there is a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kim saying ciao for now. God loves you. I do too. Merry Christmas season to you.